Call order of council meeting for March 26th. If everyone would please pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Wayne Chapman.
Here.
Brian Brown.
Here.
Dan Ramalek.
Here.
Shelley Rose.
Here.
Jen Salters.
Here.
Mary Oakham.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the agenda as presented.
Question.
Paul Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ramalek.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of the March 12th minutes.
Motion to approve the March 12th minutes.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Brown.
Yes.
Dan Ramalek.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, those minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, or remonstrances. And then we'll go to committee chair reports.
We were going to have an intergovernmental committee meeting, but there was a conflict with another group. So I thought since we've made these discussions between the council the whole time, having people come up and talk about Wi-Fi, I laid out and gave you a little packet of the discussions that we've had to this point, some ideas that I had. I'd like you to take a look at it, and then we can come back with the direction that we want to go or your thoughts on what we wanted to add. Obviously, I just put down some big things and some key points that I think would be good for us. Obviously, our goal here is to provide safe, reliable, and secure internet throughout our parks with this whole concept. I think the best route, and when we talked to, we had Brett come, we had Tim come, and some of the other providers that I've talked with, the best thing for us to do is probably to do this in stages. So the idea that I had for us would be stage one, we start at Gregg Park, with that being our biggest area, most people in those parks. We'd probably start at Gregg Park. Stage two would be Chicago Park, Four Lakes, and Leicester Square. When you look at those size-wise, they're all close to the same size and about the same usage when you look at those. The third stage would be the Riverwalk area because you would need to use a different type of access point to shoot internet across the Riverwalk compared to what you would be doing in the parks. So we would have to kind of learn as we went with that. So that's why I set it up that way. Now, obviously, these are just kind of ideas, and I want your opinion on it, too, so I just want to lay those out. Jurisdiction's kind of important. Where would this fall underneath? With this being in our parks, it would fall underneath the Parks Department, but one of the things that when Tim Trotter was talking to us, he emphasized is that to make sure that you have a strong tech or strong third-party service provider that can deal with your issues. So I made a note in there that it would fall under the Parks Department only as that, hey, there's an issue with the internet, they would call the service provider and get that taken care of. Third-party service provider, this was the most important one that Brett and Tim talked about, is to make sure that you get this taken care of. Now, there's a couple ways you can go about that. You can do that, you can contract them yearly, so you're paying a certain fee for the year, or you do it on an issue-by-issue basis once you get it set up. All right, there's some pros and cons to that. I laid those out there for you to take a look at there. A terms of agreement page, I think we all kind of agreed that would be important to have, just simply stating our expectations of guests using our internet, what we've blocked, and the risk involved in using public internet, as with any type of public internet that you would use. Costs, this is the one that we probably want to look at specifically. When you look at certain access points, if we're looking for access points to provide service to around 200 people, costs range anywhere between $100 and $300. If you're looking for access points that can provide access to around 500 people, you're looking at around $300 to $500. Now, remember, things do vary depending on how many people you want on that single access point.
Is that a month?
No, for the access point's a one-time, a one-time fee. Installation to put the access points up, so to point it and run the wire to them, you're looking at a installation cost of about $100. And your third-party service provider. Now, the interesting thing about this is I kind of ballpark these, but we already have agreements with people like AIM and our internet provider. So we could technically just say, hey, we want this added on, and the fee wouldn't be as big because we already have a package with them. Does that make sense? So what I put here is you could be looking at contractually maybe $50 to $100 a month to upkeep and make sure that there's somebody on call 24/7. Or if you would deal with it on an individual basis, you're looking at $50 to $100 of whatever a service call would be for that issue. I made sure to put that in there. Side point, we have people that are running our website that are taking care of internet issues and tech issues. So we already have an inside. So these numbers are a little bit higher because I didn't want to kind of short sell anything. I did guess on the high side just so we didn't kind of short sell anything. Internet provider, we've already got one in the city. The key thing that you want to decide is the faster you want it, the more people you want on it, it's going to cost a little bit more. And it goes at bandwidth packages. So we could work with our internet provider to be able to see what we would want to provide. And you're looking at $50 to $100 there. But like I said, since we already have those, there are certain deals that are set up because we already have agreements with companies in place. In the end, it's just up to us what we want to do and what we decide. Now, I put a side point at the bottom. This is after we figured out what we want to do. But you can use that terms of agreement page. Some of the other cities that I've discussed this with and talked with, they use that terms of agreement page where people can advertise businesses, events, things throughout the city, groups, you name it. And that could help offset some of the monthly cost. In the end, to ballpark what we would be looking at to do all parks, you're looking at probably under $2,000 total. But obviously, we would want to do this in stages. Now, the whole concept is behind this. I just want you to take this information in. And next time we meet, I would like to kind of look at this again and see specifically where we want to go as a group. And then we can kind of put a final package together.
Thank you for your hard work. Okay, any other reports?
Mayor, I attended the Knox County Solid Waste today, late was a 1.5 hour meeting, but the high point of the city is that the Knox County Solid Waste is moved by us to the recycling coach, who we were out of. So we were in need of them, and so the county funds are going to use the devices. The other thing is that the report on a contract in the solid waste to clean up some eyesore properties, and although that's not within our jurisdiction, some of those properties that are being cleaned up or will soon be cleaned up are right on our border, so that will be a benefit to the city as well, since a lot of people don't know where the city lines are, and soon those neighborhoods are in the city. So.
Anyone else? Okay, report of city officers. Then none, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Darren Foster. This is close.
Like an update on Boat Club, how it's going. We've got all of our commits, our non-for-profit, our tax member, everything's all in order now. It's all been taken care of. And basically to discuss, you know, we talked before, as places becomes empty down there, we maintain the property, we can use it, or, you know, see if that's still how it works. And the property in the back where the house is, they haven't had any electricity there since October the 30th. There's been a lot of people in and out of there. It's my understanding that when somebody moved out, nobody else could move in. Mr. Davis moved out, his sister moved in, she moved out, and since there's been people in and out, and as we speak, there's somebody moving in it right now. So, and there's a lot of people going back there. I wanted to see if there's any way we could put up a gate, you know, and the people that down there said it would be fine with them, you know, as long as they have the combination to get in and out. Just keep a lot of people from going back, unless you're boat club members.
I know that everybody down there is basically squatters, mm-hmm. except for the boat club. Everyone wants to have an agreement to be down there. As far as when they leave the property, what's our next step for?
But the city property, they want to evict everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the gate solution.
Yeah.
You said before, right. If it moved out of that back house, that it'd be torn down. I mean,
can we tear that house down if it's?
Go through the steps and give notice that they own the perhaps owned salvage right as personal property with the ground off the city. So give them notice to quit and remove their improvements. That would be a good job.
We'll get Phil on that, see what we can get done. We'll do the proper process.
Basically, about all I wanted is more or less update.
The place is looking good now, man.
It's been long. It's been a long ways.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Next is Resolution 10-2018, a resolution of the Common Council City of Vincennes authorizing the transfer of funds from EDIT for the blight elimination of $170,000 in a temporary loan.
Motion to approve Resolution 10-2018.
Second.
Resolution
10-2018.
Got a motion to read and approve Resolution 10-2018.
Resolution 10-2018, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds containing sections 1 and 2 from EDIT to blight elimination.
Discussion. This is basically, we'll take the money out of EDIT. Once we get the money back through blight, it'll be put back in EDIT.
The whole point of this is so we can do this faster, correct?
Because they don't have the cash.
Right.
Yeah.
We know, typically, I think we go with films. We have to tear the home down and do all the report the statement and reimburse us.
Yeah, so instead of getting
that picture.
Yeah. Hopefully, this means we're close on a couple more properties. Is that
before the end of this year, right now?
Yes. We just
if we're long, yeah.
We just accept the bids for two that we're done.
22 Rio and what's the other one?
11th Street. Matter of fact, the one on 11th is the same property. Same individual.
Property.
Yeah, different property.
Call the question.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And Resolution 10-2018 is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 11-2018, a resolution amending the 2018 salary ordinance to amend animal control officer to match the other two animal control officer salaries.
Motion to read and approve Resolution 11-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Vice President Westfall to read and approve Resolution 11-2018.
Resolution number 11-2018, a resolution of the Vincennes County Council correcting 2018 salary ordinance.
certain animal control officer, would be $32,112 annual salary. And it will be transferred from after hours call out, $5,000, as was previously advertised and appropriated. Just move to bring that person up to the same level.
And so this is, we've got a person at 27.18.
Right.
And so this is moving this person up to 22.14. That's all this is. And that money is coming from their after hours fund?
Right.
Is that correct?
This is just bringing all three of them up to the same salary. And if that is not an extra money, it's coming out of their overtime.
So they're switching their overtime up into that.
Right.
So we're not changing their budget. We're just moving funds where.
Correct. Move call for question.
Call for question.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marlatt?
Yes.
Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
And resolution 11-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of $628,142.73.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to approve the claims in the amount of $628,142.73. Any discussion? Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Marlatt?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Claims are approved by a vote of 7-0. Anything on the miscellaneous?
Mr. Mayor, did have one item that I was ill at the last meeting, but that was the meeting that Will Drews presented a proposal to reinvigorate, I guess you could say, the city's landscape ordinance. And I just, if the members have any questions or concerns or whatever, please let us know that. I would like to see that proposal move to the drafting stage by the city attorney or kind of the mayor, so I can get before the council. A lot of work went into the research on that. But, proposal, I think it is a good one, and just didn't want to see it, you know, get lost in the shuffle. So.
Okay. So if anybody has any suggested changes or anything, to get with you.
I don't hear from council members. Well, the attorney began working on the draft based on the proposal.
You want to make a copy of this, Dwayne?
I think everyone else has a copy.
Okay. I
want to make a copy. Can I get that back tonight?
Okay. Anything else? Not, we're just in a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.